Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and it's a 1-1 draw in Spain for Manchester United. And I'm absolutely furious, to be honest. I know we've not lost, and I know that actually a point in a game like this is, well, a draw, taking it back to Old Trafford, you'd be over the moon in years gone by, because you bring them back to Old Trafford, you beat them under the lights, and you go through to the next round. And that still is a possibility, although we're not that great at Old Trafford. But I'm so angry because we basically bottled that. We've absolutely bottled it. And what irritates me the most is that you get these hipsters telling you that Amrim needs to change his formation or Amrim needs to change his system. I've watched a game of football today where we should have won 3-0. We should have been out of sight. And the reason we haven't won 3-0 is because of individual errors from numerous players who've got low IQ. And look, it starts off with that Delo cross to Rasmus that he didn't do. And I think that needs to be studied. That is just criminally low IQ. If I'm speaking to Delo, I'm saying you deliberately didn't want to pass it, or you're stupid. Which one is it? Tell me the truth. Did you deliberately not want to cross it, or are you stupid? Because it's one of the two. I also look at other chances that we missed. Garnacho into the side netting twice. Bit unlucky with the Bruno chance in the first half. Obviously, we get the goal with Xerxes. But even after the goal with Xerxes, I felt the second goal was there. At 1-0, we didn't take the foot off the pedal. We still had chances to score, and we didn't do it. We give off a soft penalty, and then we completely change. And how many times have we seen this over the year? Something goes wrong. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. Oh, everybody's against us. Oh, what? Oh, I may as well just give up. What's the point? And I'm like, oh, my God. This is not what Manchester United used to be about. You know, we laugh in the face of adversity. We fight against the odds. We concede a dodgy penalty at 1-0. And we down tools. And I'm tired of it. I hated the last 20 minutes. Before the penalty, we were doing okay. I was praising the team. As soon as we give the penalty up and they score, they look like scoring and they actually missed chances themselves. They'd had no shots on target until the penalty. They score a penalty and they could have won it 3-1. What's that all about? I'll tell you what that's all about. Peasants. Low IQ footballers. Cowards. Low mentality. Don't talk to me about systems or formations when yet again we've watched another game that we should have won and we actually should have lost at the end because players down tools and they've got low IQ. And that's what irritates me. Amrim is pissing on his own chips. There's nothing he can do. Absolutely nothing he can do. And look, I don't know why Onana's getting so much stick, by the way. It's a penalty. He's not very good at them, but you'd expect them to score a penalty. I tell you who needs calling out a little bit as well. For it, this is where Roy Keane has been proved right in 1 week. Bruno Fernandes ain't a good captain. Oh, well, he goes with Bruno again. Look, whatever you think about Bruno's performance today, tell me I'm wrong, right? We're winning the game 1-0, right? Referee doesn't give a foul on Bruno on the halfway line. He's moaning at the referee for the next minute until he gets booked for it. His head's gone because he doesn't get a free kick on the halfway line and he won't shut up about it until he gets a yellow card. That's the captain of the team. That is a problem. You're 1-0 up away from home. You're running the game. You're winning the game. And you lose your shit because you don't get a free kick on the halfway line, to the extent that you don't shut up about it for the next minute until you get booked. And then he gives a red, gives a handball away. And you know what? I think he's unlucky on the handball, but nobody can tell me his head wasn't gone. He'd lost his head because he didn't get a free kick. And maybe that's why he did. His hand was up. He'd lost his head. And this is it. I'm not saying Bruno's to blame. I think he's the only captain we've got. But what I am saying is these players have weak mentalities and low IQs. And this is why we can take a game we should have won 3-0 and draw it 1-1 and be hanging on at the end. Any decent team in the top six of the Premier League would have won that game 3-0. And we end up drawing it and hanging on at the end. And people want to talk about the manager. It's the bloody players. They aren't good enough. They don't have the right mentalities and they've got low IQs. And I think, I'm not talking about all the players here, by the way. We'll go through player ratings in a minute. But I'm looking at the cameras at the end of the game and they're focusing on Garnacho because Garnacho was shaking his head when he came off. The manager makes the choices, mate. I've seen Salah be angry with being subbed off by Klopp. I don't mind if a player's angry when they came off. I've seen people on social media going, we've got to sell Garnacho because he's angry because he got brought off. I want to see them angry being brought off. I want to see them frustrated because when they get taken off. I'd rather that than they're smiling. I couldn't give a shit about Garnacho being angry that he's been taken off. The answer to it is, maybe you should have took the chances you had when you were on the pitch, mate. So I'm happy he's angry, but maybe you should have took your chances when you're on it because you had some chances when you were on it. But look, it's not a bad result, but it pisses me off because nobody can convince me that we shouldn't have won that game. And we're the masters of our own downfall yet again, unfortunately. Make sure you do your player ratings, by the way. Links in the video description and in the live chat. If you haven't registered yet, you've got time. Click the link, drop your email in. You'll get a confirmation email and then you'll be able to do it out of 10. Six, the average star for your man of the match, which will be interesting. But look, in relation to the penalty, I just think up until that point, Sociedad had done nothing. We were in total control. And I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. We actually should have won the game. However good Sociedad are, I can sort of see why Anthony's doing well in La Liga. But, you know, bitchiness aside, we were the better side and we orchestrated our own downfall. On the penalty, I knew it was going to be a penalty. In Europe, that's going to be a penalty. I think in the Premier League, it probably wouldn't be. They'd say the ball's just hit his hand. He can't do anything about it. But you're never going to get away with that in the Europa League. It's bad luck, but ultimately, we've got ourselves to blame. And also, it's 1-1. You're still in control of the game. Why do you need to down tools and lose control? If I'm going to be critical, and it's hard to be critical because I'm going to say something here, but it doesn't take away from the fact that in-game management, IQ, we'd have won the game. So we did enough to win the game 2-0, and we should have won the game 2-0. But if I'm going to be critical, too many long balls again, too many misplaced passes, too many wrong decisions. I don't think that's going to change with the players that we've got, unfortunately. Do I think we can win the Europa League? We've just got, look, we're going to have to grind it out. And it pisses me off. But I can't be a hypocrite. I said, if we're going to win this Europa League, and a lot of people think we're not, if we are, it will be through grinding out results. And we're going to have to do it again next week. And I bloody hope that we do. But we're not good enough to... We're clearly not good enough to do what I expect and what you expect. When I watch a game like that, I expect that to be finished 2-3-1 to Man United. And it's finished 1-1. So this is the way it's going to be. We're just not a very good team. And I'm not used to saying that yet. We're just not a good team. The frustration with what I've just watched there is that a good team wins that, has done enough to win that game, 2-3-1, and we've drawn 1-1. And we can say it's bad luck, but ultimately it's not bad luck. It's bad decision making. It's downing tools. It's low mentality. It's low IQ. And a decent team would win that game 2-3-1, but we're not a decent team. We're not good enough. And that's what we are. So if we're going to win this tournament, we're going to need a bit of luck and we're going to have to grind our way through. And if Zubimendi is back for Sociedad next week, I think they'll find next week the same as playing this game. They will get a lot of space. Simple as that. You need to be a lot harsher on these player ratings. You can't consistently give average scores to players who are consistently way below average, says Mr. JT. I'm not talking to me, mate. I'm never not with it. Alan Z, welcome to Members Club. I think De Ligt should be captain, better than Bruno, says Mario. Look, in relation to De Ligt, we'll give his player rating in a minute, but I tell you what, he probably won't get any focus on him at all. That pitch was slippy. I don't know what they did to it, but it was slippy. When that cross came in at the end and he slips, that's a tapping on the back post. And somehow, on his arse, he manages to kick a ball that's moving really fast in the air away. I thought it was underrated, brilliant. And, you know, we couldn't afford to lose that game. The Xerxes out movement in our community is wild. He played well today. Also, the commentary during the game was consistently against United, says Alex. We lost attacking pace when Garnacho came off, says Sly Cooper. The job of the captain is to bring the morale up when it's down. If our captain's morale dies, then we're just drawing, says Jahid. Look, I don't want to turn it into an anti-Bruno thing because I like Bruno. And I think up until the penalty, up until the yellow card, he was doing well. And then he lost his head. And this is the problem with Bruno. I just think that he actually isn't a captain. He's the best we've got, but he isn't a captain. You say he's the only captain. De Ligt could be a captain, says John. You are absolutely right about Bruno. He's not a good captain and an average player, says Red Devil Germany. I blame De Ligt completely today, says DV. On so many levels, Bruno trying an over-the-top long ball to Eriksen says it all, says Jeffrey. The long ball today was infuriating. And you know what? You know who I blame for this? I actually blame all these knobhead pundits who keep talking about changing the system. Because there's no way Ruben Amorim really wants his players to be hitting 40-yard balls all the time. But Ollie did it, Ten Hag did it, and now Amorim's doing it. Like, he's actually playing to their strengths. They fucking love hitting diagonal 40-yard balls. And we saw loads of it today. Casemiro was doing it. Bruno was doing it. And just giving up possession all the fucking time. I hate it. We played our best football and created our best chances when we played 10-yard passes. We did. Every good attack we had came from using the ball intelligently, and the goal came from that as well. But these fucking long balls, I hate them. I fucking hate them. And we were doing it loads in that game. Alex Fincher, welcome to Members Club. Garnacho loves the side netting, and who on the pitch is telling the lads to pick their heads up and go for it? Well, I thought the last 20 minutes was disgusting, Ben. Absolutely disgusting. To mentally drop your levels like that just because you've conceded a penalty is weak. And it needs calling out. It needs calling out. You know, there's a lot going wrong with that football club, but you saw before the penalty, we should be winning 2 or 3-0. After the penalty, we should have lost 3-1. It's fucking unacceptable. The weak mentality in that team is disgusting. How all of them can just drop their heads. And I wouldn't include De Ligt in that, and I wouldn't include Mazraoui in that, but a lot of them just down tools. That's the problem. We concede these rubbish calls and they all drop. Very bad morale, says Chris. Hi, Mark. Did you see the way Onana walked straight past Mazraoui at full time to pick up the other player? What a prat, says Callum. Credit to Xerxes. He was on fire tonight, says Louis. Devoid of confidence and no desire. It's clear certain players don't care anymore and want the season over, says Tom. I think this is a great point. Why Rasmus never jumped 54, 50-50, never tries to win second ball, only jogs around. I think he's actively trying to avoid getting the ball, says Alan. And not a dig at Amorim, but I fear for Garnacho. He looks annoyed and dejected, says Josh. Well, I don't really care about that. I'm not really bothered about a player being angry when they come off. And Amorim must do what Amorim wants to do. And let's not forget, Amorim might not want Garnacho anymore. He might not want Rasmus anymore. He might not want De Ligt anymore. They're not his players. But he can't do anything about it. And I think some players have checked out. I don't understand why, but I think some players have checked out. And if they have checked out, let's get rid of them. But the club's a mess. You can't be talking in the week about how the club's a mess and it's finished. And then we see another performance where they look like they're a mess, you know? Mr. Arnold says, bit off topic, but looking to offload Garnacho when we have Deadwood like Mount in the squad, probably on high wages too, says Mr. Arnold. Yeah, let's not forget Mason Mount and Luke Shaw sat on their arse contributing absolutely nothing on 400 grand a week. You know, some of our biggest problems aren't even fucking on the pitch. Would Bruno accept the captaincy being taken off him? No. He'd want to leave, Sly. You get a transfer request. They haven't had a shot on target. Then we concede an unlucky penalty and we start playing survival ball, says Scott. I know. They had like three good chances after the penalty. Coro says, why are you blaming Bruno like he's the only problem in our team? Why you never criticise Rasmus? Always find excuses for Rasmus. Coro, I think you're on the wrong channel. There's channels out there for propaganda and lies and bullshit. I'm talking about Bruno because we've not done the player ratings to get onto the other players yet. I'm talking about Bruno because he is the captain of the team. And for some reason, he lost his head over a tackle on the halfway line, got himself booked and completely lost his head. That's why I'm talking about Bruno, because he's arguably our best player. And for some reason, his whole game disintegrated in front of us. Rasmus was crap throughout. He didn't play very well. And that was coming on the player rating. So well done for the spoiler. I don't need to talk about Rasmus because I'm going to do it on the player ratings. And he didn't play well again. And for about the sixth game in a row, he's going to get a low score from me. So I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about Bruno because he's the captain of the team. He's very important. He's been playing well. And for some reason, he lost his head over a fucking free kick. And that's why we're talking about that, mate, because he's very important to us. And for some reason, he lost his head completely over a free kick on the halfway line. And that's concerning. That is concerning for the captain of Manchester United. In no way, shape or form is he the scapegoat. He's our most important player. But if your most important player is losing their game and head over that, it needs talking about, doesn't it? Because he's the captain. Everybody else lost their head then. From that moment, everybody lost their head. But it's been going on for years. Biggest problem was clearly our wing back, says Master Obi. I mean, look, spoke about Delo at half time, didn't we? Dorgu faded badly in the second half. I think that might be a fitness thing, to be fair. There was something else I wanted to talk about as well before we do the player ratings. I'll do it in the player ratings because it's actually a player that plays in the defence. So we'll be onto it very, very quickly. Biggest problem was clearly our wing-backs. Thank you very much, Master. 1968 team was better than 99 and 08, says Angel Bomb. And are you going to admit we need a striker, says Oaksy. Mate, I'm getting really tired of this and I'm just going to not talk about it because I think people come on the player ratings show from other channels and propaganda people who make up lies. I've given Rasmus a bad score for 2 months. I interviewed him a year and a half ago. Like, I don't get the correlation. It's really, really boring. But to answer the question, we need a striker. I've always said we need a striker. But the last time I checked, they didn't get a striker in January. It's March the 6th, and we can't get a striker until June. We haven't got a striker because we didn't register Obi Martin. Xerxes is playing well and is not a striker. So we basically have Rasmus and that's it. There is no other option. And if you want to blame anybody for that, maybe blame Sir Jim Radcliffe, who decided not to buy a striker or loan a striker in January. And that is why when Rasmus is having another bad game, you look at the bench after an hour and you go, there is nobody. Nobody. There is nobody we can bring on. We brought Christian Eriksen on for Garnacho. And Bruno's trying to hit long balls to him for him to sprint onto. I said it in the first minute. If Xerxes, Rasmus or Garnacho have a bad game, we haven't got anybody. There's nobody on the bench. We have what we have. Whose fault's that? Well, I think we all know who the fault of that is. It amazes me. Rashford, Anthony needed to go. But we definitely needed to replace them. Like, we clearly would have been better off keeping Anthony and Rashford. And I don't want that to happen. But something's better than nothing. So I blame Ineos on that. Right, let's do the player ratings. We'll whiz through. Mark every player out of 10. 6 being the average. Here we go. So, honestly, Inanna, a 6 for me. I don't do agenda. And I don't do the whole, you know, pylon thing. I know people don't rate Inanna. I don't rate Inanna. But really, what did he do wrong today? Look, as I said in the match, if he's going to have ball-playing goalkeeper on his CV, then I want to have, you know, world's sexiest man. Because he is not a ball-playing goalkeeper, is he? And I'm not the world's sexiest man. The amount of times he kicks it to the opposition is incredible, considering we bought him for that. But in his goalkeeping performance today, look, he's not very good at saving penalties, but De Gea wasn't. He's still a bloody good goalkeeper. And all the saves, all the corners, he dealt with them today. So I'd give him an average six. I think I don't rate Onana, but I'm not going to, we shouldn't be piling on him just because, you know, we don't rate him. Mazraoui, yep, six, didn't do anything wrong. Nothing wrong from him today. Yeah, I can't really criticise him playing in the back three, out, you know, in a different position yet again. De Ligt, 6.5. I agree. I thought he's brilliant again playing in. Look, I've said this before as well. At the weekend, De Ligt was right-sided centre-back. Yoro was left-sided centre-back. And Mazraoui was right wing-back. Today, Mazraoui's left-sided centre-back. Yoro's right-sided centre-back. And De Ligt's centre-centre-back. They are different positions, by the way. Right-sided centre-back in a back three is a different role to central centre-back. And they're moving around. So fair play to Yoro, De Ligt and Mazraoui. They had no shots. They did nothing. We locked them out until certain players started downing tools. So I thought all three of them did well. De Ligt was the pick of the three for me, but I would give I'd give Yoro a six as well. 6.5 for De Ligt and a six for Mazraoui. De Ligt, look, I said in the first half I'd give him a free transfer. Yeah, did it before it worked. I'm not going to go that low. That would be stupid. He had a big part to play. He was better in the second half. He was definitely better in the second half. But I'm going to give him a 5.4. Bloody hell. Yeah, I just, to be honest, actually, I'm going to give him a 4. I tell you why I'm going to give him a 4. I'd have given him a 5, but I've got to draw a line. And that ball at 0-0 down the channel where your striker's running towards the 6-yard box and it's the simplest cross in the world and you ignore it, I don't care whether that's Weghorst, Haaland or me as the striker, you fucking pass that ball. You cross that ball. You're either an idiot or you didn't want to pass me the ball. Either way, that's criminal. So I'm knocking him down to a 4. Because I will never understand why he doesn't make that pass. It was incredible. Casemiro, 6. I don't think in the circumstances, we're never going to get the Casemiro we want. In the circumstances, I don't think he was bad. As I see Casemiro now, and not as I saw him 18 months ago, I thought Casemiro today, in the limitations that he has now, I don't think he did anything wrong. Yes, there was a few misplaced passes and tackles, but all in all, some people might have said he's a liability. Well, he wasn't. I think he did okay today. Bruno, 6 for me. I know some people would mark him down. I think Bruno did some good things and I think he did some bad things. I think it's a shame. Look, I understand why when Bruno goes off, we're a worse team. And I think if you're going to acknowledge that, and we have said that, when Bruno goes off, we're a worse team, yeah? When Bruno loses his head, we lose our heads. Bruno, rightly or wrongly, is the heartbeat of that team. When he goes off, we're not very good. When he loses his head, we lose our heads. And that's what happened today. 6 for me. Dorgu, probably a 5.5. Yeah, I do agree. New player, want him to do well. But he faded massively in the second half. And I think that might be fitness. I mean, he's missing. He's only just come in. New system. It's hard work playing for Manchester United. But yeah, I'd say he did drop off quite a lot in the second half, to be fair. Xerxes, 7 for me. And my man of the match. It was close between him and De Ligt for me, but for me, the goal probably should have been saved. My favourite bit of the game was the one where Garnacho ended up putting it into the side netting, and he gets a pass from Bruno and Dorgu's overlapping and he does this little drag back and flick, and I thought, fucking hell, this guy has got skills. He has got talent. How we nurture that talent and bring the most out of him, because I still think there's issues and there's gears to go through, but I think with players like that, you've got to encourage them. You've got to give them confidence. And I think I'd give him man of the match today. Garnacho today. Look, I don't care about Garnacho throwing his boots on the floor. I don't care. If there's any ex-player or manager or anybody having a pop at Garnacho because he was angry about being taken off, grow up. I've seen Salah do this for Jurgen Klopp. There's nothing wrong with it. If I take a player off and they're not happy, I'm happy because I want them to be passionate. I want them to be angry because I want to say to them, I know you're angry. I've taken you off because I think you deserve to be taken off. So if you're angry, be angry with yourself. I ain't got a problem with players who get angry. I really don't. Overall performance, not great. 5.5 for me. We're close. I thought there were some good bits. Let's not forget, he got the assist for the goal. But there was also, that chance where Dorgu crossed it into the side netting, that's got to go on target. So I think that there are levels to it, really. Rasmus today, I'll probably give him a 5. Yeah, 4.7. I have sympathy because when things aren't going well, they really don't go well. And look, overall, we saw a lot of slips. We saw a lot of 50-50s not won again. And it wasn't good. And I agree with the 4.7. And I agree with my 5. I do. And if some people are giving a 4, that's fine. I even saw somebody give a 6, actually. But what I will say is, when things are going bad, you need a bit of luck. That Dalot cross, if he plays it, he might miss. But if he plays it, you'd expect him to score. Why is that not going in? Why is that cross not going in? But that just sums it all up at the moment, doesn't it? It's not going well. Lindelof, give him a 6. I'll give Collier a 6. I'll give Eriksen a 6. Amorim today. I mean, I don't know what you want me to give Amorim, really. What are we supposed to give Amorim? I mean, I'd be a hypocrite if I don't... Honestly, if we'd have won that game the way we should have won it, he'd be getting a 7. We should have won that game 3-1. And he'd get a 7. And then we're going to give him a low score because of the players. I'm giving him a fucking 7. Yeah, I'm 6. See, 5.8, I'm not surprised. Why is he getting marked down? Why is he getting marked down? What has he done? He's got no subs because the club didn't do anything in the market. So he can't make any changes. You can't criticise him for that. And the team is set up in a way to win that game and they mastermind a draw because of bad decisions on the pitch. He can't control Dalot not putting that cross in. He can't control Garnacho hitting the side netting. He can't control Bruno losing his head about a yellow card. He can't control Bruno's hand causing a penalty. He can't control all those things. He sends a team out in a system that was better than Sociedad's and we should have won the game 2-3-1 and we draw 1-1. I don't think that's on the manager, but this is what I mean. There'll be people going, he needs to change his system or formation again because they're morons. They're morons. I understand why people have given him a 6, but when you think about it, he coached a win. The players masterminded a draw. Let's have a look at your player ratings, man of the match. Xerxes with 50%. Dalot did get 32%, so it was close-ish, but fair play to Xerxes. Make sure you smash a like on the video if you agree with that one. Thanks to everyone who did the player ratings. If you want to do it next time, make sure you register. Links in the video description or scan the QR code. We're going fan forum, and I want you to spam it with low IQ Dalot. That's too hard. Dalot Pratt. Yeah, something like that. Good to see Collier back, says Tom Grant. Yes, the armband's a joke. Number 7 shirt's a joke. The attitude's a joke. The stadium is a joke. The owners are a joke. And people want to change the formation, says Retreat. No surrender. Mark, I think Dorgu improves his passing in the final third. He'll be fun. Dorgu's going to get there. Yoro's going to get there. But we've got a lot of players that are going to take time to get there. Everyone should watch 442's new video on Amrim's system and listen to his opinion on Hoyland's stats. Great watch. Thank you very much for that. My live chat has just completely and utterly froze here. Let me just see if I can get it back. No retreat, no agenda. I think you're the world's sexiest man, says Jason. We're experiencing a sixth system collapse, says Palimo. And Mario says, Bruno isn't a leader. He gets upset when nothing goes his way. That's not a captain. De Ligt shows his quality in his game and he can be a strong voice off the pitch and on the pitch. He played great. De Ligt for captain. You could spam that as well. Take care, everyone. Get over to the fan forum. I'll speak to you in a bit.